Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The crowds and the energy was amazing, and I think that it was really nice to be able to play five home playoff games. I wish we could have played a lot more, but it was nice to play five home playoff games for these fans. I feel like they deserve it always, but even more this year. I just think the way they responded to this team was great. As far as the budget stuff, I haven't had those conversations yet. I think we'll sit down over the next 2 or 3 weeks and go through that. But I'm confident that we're going to have enough money to field a good team. I think that's the simplest thing I'll say. But as far as details, I don't know yet.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
That's Jed Hoyer offering an embarrassing statement about himself and the Cubs and ownership. And I'll bet the Cubs don't even realize they should be embarrassed that their general manager is saying that. There are other things he said that were embarrassing, but there's that. Welcome in, welcome back. Saturday Suckage. We're here for you. We suck so you don't have to. Jed Hoyer held a press conference. And let me ask my next guest, Paul Sullivan, this. What was less interesting about Jed? What he said this week or what he did at the trade deadline? Go. Hi, Sully.
Hey, Rosie. Wow, that's a trick question there. You're a trickster.
I am.
The trade deadline is a whole story into itself. We could talk about that forever. Obviously, they did not do what they needed to do as far as getting another arm. Jed has said this. I believe he said it again at the press conference the other day that, there wasn't any really great arms that were traded. So, he said, well, no one else got one. So no harm, no foul. But I don't know. I think if they would have really dug into it and they could have found someone, and obviously, they needed someone for the playoffs, and it kind of bit them in the end.
My guest is Paul Sullivan, in the wake of the news columnist for the Chicago Tribune. He's joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. I hate that excuse. No one else did it, so you know what? They weren't there to be had. They were there to be had. What's your commitment level? I mean, A.J. Preller got a lot of strikeouts from the Oakland A's. He was going for it then. He got himself Mason Miller. You could find a way to do it. At the time, leading up to the trade deadline, the Cubs had one of the top three records in baseball, if not the top record, for a while. And and I kept asking Jed, why didn't he ask what Theo asked? If not now, when you have that situation this year like that, and you know you need that, and it didn't happen. I don't know if Jed has the backbone to do it. I don't know if his owner will let him do it. I don't know if his owner is afraid, oh my God, we can't trade all these kids and then have a year where we don't make the playoffs or we're not competitive. And I don't know where the revenue is speaking to the personnel department. Do you have any idea? How do you break it down?
Well, it's hard to say without knowing, you know, what the actual trades that were offered were. Obviously, you didn't want to trade a Cade Horton. He's your best guy. But the thing to me is, you know, their farm system is being touted as, you know, so much improved over the last few years. And it is better than it was, obviously, during the first, you know, 10 years or so of the Theo Hoyer era. But it still wasn't deep enough. I mean, you should have other guys than Cade Horton that you can offer. Ballesteros, Jackson Wiggins. There's other guys in the farm system that I think other teams might have been interested in. And if you would have put together a bunch of them in a package, you probably could have got something. So I don't buy that. But, you know, without knowing exactly who they were asking for, what the deals were, it's really hard to comment on.
If you're going to trade Cameron Smith and Paredes, you're going to make that deal, Hayden Wesneski, you're going to make that deal for Kyle Tucker. So you got a bat, sort of replacing Bellinger. You never replaced Bellinger. You never used his money on strikeouts or home runs. Strikeouts and home runs cost money. But they really didn't do that. They didn't go anywhere. They didn't capitalize on it. They didn't double down on that. And I think that's a regular part of the way they do business. When they speak of sustained success, they prefer to think of themselves that, well, we're a competitive team over 162, and we may not be the hottest team in the playoffs or the luckiest team or wherever it is that you, whatever it is you chalk up in the postseason. And I think they look at it like that. I think that way Theo and Jed said, we just need to be good during the regular season and hope to get lucky in the postseason because it's more of a crapshoot. They deal with their roster that way. So the Kyle Tucker thing was, the move was great, but it was only half of the moves they needed. Do you have any sense they will make all the moves they need in this offseason and why?
Well, it kind of depends on Tucker now. I mean, if he does want to come back and if they want him back, it sounded like he wants him back, then, you know, most of the money's going to go to him. So we know that Ricketts, he might get close to the luxury tax. He might even go over once in a while, but he's not going to go over like the Dodgers or anything or the Mets. So, you know, the Bregman thing is interesting to me because that was a guy they were in on last year and they didn't have the best offer. And he went to the Red Sox and now he's opted out already, going to be available again. So the Cubs should go after him, you would think. He'd be great at Wrigley Field. On the other hand, you know, they just love Matt Shaw. So are they going to, you know, be aggressive in going after a third baseman? So there's a lot of questions going into the offseason. A lot of different ways it can go. I do think they have a much better core now with Cade and PCA. You know, it's not gloom and doom. I think they had a decent season and good run in the playoffs, probably all that they could have gone. They would have, I think, got swept probably by the Dodgers, just like the Brewers did. Maybe not, but they wouldn't have won. So, you know, they do have some room to grow, and they should have some money to spend, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see what they do.
The Brewers beat them at the Brewers game, and they beat the Cubs at the Cubs game. I mean, the Brewers put bat on ball, and the fine fielding Cubs made an error, and Matthew Boyd got four earned runs on the Nico Horner error, and that just doesn't. Nico Horner was really good this year. You could make a case he was the most valuable player, him or Michael Busch, and there it is. They made the mistake, and the Brewers seized on it. And then the last game, the Brewers hit all the home runs, and that was supposed to be the Cubs game. What do you think the Cubs learned about that the Brewers beat them again at all kinds of games, and they're the ones with sustained success, and the Cubs are just barely crawling back into the into the playoffs and getting to the second round when we expect more from them. What do you think they learned from the Brewers this year?
Nothing.
Okay. Thank you.
Are they going to be like the Brewers, you mean, and just go for contact hitting team and, young arms in the bullpen, everyone coming out throwing 100?
Well, there's an idea.
They don't have guys in their system that can do that. I mean, the Brewers had the Miz, and they had Uribe and guys like that. Those were, arms that they had ready and that they wanted to call up. The Cubs have, the bullpen, I thought, did a pretty good job this year, considering a lot of, refugees. But so those old guys did pretty good for the most part. I thought Keller had a great year. He had the one blip in the San Diego game in the playoffs, but other than that, he was great. Pomerantz, way better than anyone could have expected. Kittredge did a pretty good job. So they did cobble together a bullpen that was probably the best Jed's ever had since he's been president, at least. But, they're older, and who's to know if they're going to do the same thing next year. But the position players, I think, the regulars, you replace Tucker with someone, and you should be pretty good offense next year, I think, even if Tucker leaves.
Cody Bellinger's out there, and he did not leave. He was traded. So,
yeah.
And he seemed to enjoy.
Remember who he was traded for?
Some guy the Cubs couldn't wait to cut.
Cody Petit, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, all Cody trade, all Cody all the time. WCODY radio. So he's, but again, we get back to the same thing. If I were really a Cub fan deep down, I would be screaming mad. Okay, so you get Bellinger instead of Tucker. Then what are you going to do? Tucker wasn't enough by himself. You need something else. You don't want to pay for home runs. You don't want to pay for strikeouts. You don't want to pay for enough of them. And how are you going to replace that? How are you going to make that happen? So am I right or wrong in having that frustration if I were a Cub fan?
Well, would you rather have Schwarber than Bellinger?
You should never let him go. He'd have a lot more home.
Well,
yeah,
of course. Yeah, I mean, that would be the guy I would target. I mean, he loved it here in Chicago. And, he's old enough where he's not going to ask for a 10-year deal, I don't think. But if you paid him a few years at, a very high salary, I think he'd probably love to come back to Chicago.
Well, I think I don't know if Bellinger can play right field as well as he plays other positions. I think he would be less afraid of Wrigley Field than Kyle Tucker is. But I would I still, even if they do that,
you want Bellinger.
If they're not going to have Tucker, Bellinger would be the guy because you're getting quality defense, and I'm expecting that to matter because the Cubs, I think Jed a couple of years ago saw this is an inequity, and there's not as much value on defense. So we don't have to pay for strikeouts. If we get contact pitchers and they hit ground balls and stuff or line drives, we can catch it. And PCA was so important in the Javi Baez deal because he could play defense. He was fast. He could do that. And you see the way they've constructed the team to minimize. We're not going to spend a lot on strikeouts. We'll take the ground balls and we'll catch the ball and we'll do all that. So I don't see Jed veering off that much. I see him being confident by what happened with all the gold gloves they got nominated for. So I would think Bellinger is a more logical choice, even though Kyle Schwarber is more fun.
How about Bellinger in left, Owen Casey in right, and maybe trade Hap?
What do you think he would fetch on the market? Could you get a strikeout, a swing and miss guy for Owen Hap?
I don't think you could get a whole lot, but they didn't get a whole lot for Bellinger, so it would just be a matter of moving a guy to open up his position. Bellinger over half, I think, is an upgrade. Casey, we've been hearing about him for years now. I think it is time to either trade him or let him you know, start. Let's see what he can do. And Moises, you know, he's not going to play the field, but, you know, he can be a DH. He's proven, I think, in his short audition here that he can hit at least. So, you know, they've got some pieces. It's not like they're, you know, the White Sox or anything. They do have some pieces there.
Wow, there's a side swipe for you. And the only thing the White Sox have going for them is the threat of pieces.
Well, they have some young pieces for sure. I mean, I'm talking about the whole team in general. This is a team that's going to compete next year. Even if they don't do anything, they should compete for the division with the Brewers next year. And it's up to Jed to, you know, see how much you can spend and how much he can do to make sure that they win the division and make it easier on them in the playoffs if they get there.
I don't know if the texture is right or not. I haven't looked. Hap has a full no-trade clause because he loves it here. I don't know if he was given that. He's not going anywhere. But the idea of whatever deal you make is going to have to bring back a swing and miss. You need a power stick or a power arm. That's what they need. And they don't appear to want to pay for it on the open market.
Well, they haven't yet, but we'll find out there.
Yeah. Well, Jed didn't sound well. I'm sure we'll have a budget that'll reflect a good team.
Well, they did pay for Dansby, didn't they?
Yes.
So it's not like they never pay for anything, but no, they have shown that they can do it once in a while.
Yeah.
They paid for Cody a couple of years ago. It was a short-term deal, and it had the opt-out, but it was pretty good money. And I would imagine they'd try and do something like that again. You know, good money, short term, with opt outs. That seems to be the way baseball is going these days, especially as we get closer and closer to the lockout. So.
Yeah, and that'll play a part. And my guest is Paul Sullivan. He writes the Wake of the News column for the Chicago Tribune. We're talking Cubs here and all of baseball. So Shohei Ohtani last night.
Yeah.
The greatest game in baseball history, the greatest individual achievement in that sport, and I would argue the greatest individual achievement in any team sport, given the stakes, given the accomplishment. What were you thinking in watching that or reading about it or catching up to it? Like, this is really palm-to-forehead stuff. You have to realize you're watching the greatest ball player of all time.
Yeah, well, I know it shocked you, Steve, but I was in a bar watching, and, you know.
And how is the Nisei Lounge, Sully?
I heard it's good, but, it's, you know, it was really fun to watch, and it reminded me, I don't know what you thought back of, but it reminded me of the Reggie Jackson game in 77, except Reggie didn't pitch that game, you know.
Right.
The three-homer game against the Dodgers in the World Series. I mean, that's the closest thing I could come up with that would match that. But even that, you know, I mean, pitcher, it's just, we're just so, you know, used to the idea that there's this pitcher that's hitting home runs now and is a great pitcher. It really is mind-boggling when you think that he's the only guy that can do this.
Way back in the day, a guy named Babe Ruth did something like it, and it was considered remarkable, and now he is just, he's shattering everything you thought of Babe Ruth. But I did think of Reggie, three home runs on three pitches in a World in a World Series clinching game.
Charlie Huff, right, or no?
Well, Charlie Huff, Elias Sosa, and Bert Hooten, I believe.
Okay.
Those are three. Now, but you're right. He didn't strike out anybody. He didn't take the mound. And then on the flip side, Don Larson threw a perfect game in the 19th in the World Series.
Yeah.
And he didn't hit a home run. And I was trying to think, I was running through a list, like, well, clearly this is the greatest baseball achievement. There's nothing that comes close. A lot of guys have hit four home runs in a game. They didn't get 10 strikeouts the way Shohei did, six shutout innings. And And then I went out to other sports, and I'm thinking, what have I seen? What do I remember? What do I read about? And I remember Mark Messier guaranteeing the Rangers, who had to win against the Devils. I guarantee we're going to win. Does it? It's all in all the papers because that's what those papers do. And then he goes out and scores a hat trick in the conference finals. Wayne Gretzky goes to Toronto with the Kings, Game 7 against the Leafs, is essentially his hometown team. He gets a hat trick.
Yeah.
But neither of them play goaltender, right? That would be the idea, right?
A goalie get a hat trick.
Yeah.
But even a hat trick, as great as that is, I mean,
but the stakes. Game,
hat tricks happen all the time. Three homer games in the postseason, or I think I've read something, I don't know, it's less than 20. Sarah Langs, you know, the great MLB.
Yes, love her.
Yeah, she had a great story on this morning with 13 different factoids about Shohei's his game and all the records that he broke. And if you can pull that up, it's really interesting. She did a great job, and as she always does. And I think that would pretty much verify what you just said. It was probably the greatest achievement in a single game in the sports, definitely in baseball. I don't know about sports. Where would Will Chamberlain's 100-point game, where would that rank?
Well, one of the things that I brought up are the stakes involved, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mario Lemieux once scored 5 goals in a game. He hit for the cycle. He scored every which way you could. He even strength, shorthanded, power play, penalty shot, empty net. He hit for the cycle, but that was like some New Year's Eve game against the Devils, and that was that. So the stakes involved in what Shohei did, pitching for the World Series, that kind of thing. And when I brought up Messier, that was to get to the Stanley Cup final. That in Gretzky, that was to get to the Stanley Cup finals. Wilt scored 100 in February in Hershey, PA.
Yeah, so, there's no one there.
So here's Phil Simms completed 22 of 25 passes in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
22 or 20. That's an 88%. Caleb Williams, here's your goal. Don't give me 70%. 88% of his passes. They beat the Broncos 39-20.
How many yards?
I think it was 200. I don't have it. Why don't I have that in front of me? I think it was 269. I don't remember.
Well, that doesn't impress me then.
Well, but still.
How about Michael Jordan against the Celtics in that playoffs? Like, was it double overtime? Even though they did lose the game, I believe. But
yeah, well, see, that's really also a part of it. Jordan, you do need to win the game. And I did.
It would help, yeah.
That's why you play, Herm Edwards. You play to win the game.
To me, growing up and watching a lot of basketball, that was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
All right. I won't argue that as an individual performance. No. But I will, after I let you go and say thank you, I will come back after a break and give you what the only other performance I could think of that compares to what Shohei did.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm going to do. But thank you for playing our game, Paul Sullivan.
Oh, you're not going to tell me?
Uh-huh. We call that a tease in the business, Sully. So you have to keep listening. You're going to hang up the phone and go, oh, man, I hate him. He is such a D. I can't say that on the radio. I can't believe what an A. I can't say that either. But why isn't he going to tell me?
It doesn't work, and I can't stream, and I'm like stuck there waiting all day.
Grandpa. Sorry, Grandpa, that's the way it is. You go figure out how to work it, and then you go back and the rewind feature of the Rosen Pod.
Oh, yeah.
The Rosen Pod, that's what you need to do.
Okay.
Sully, I love you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for playing our game.
Thanks, Rosie. Take care, man.
You too. Paul Sullivan coming to a bar near you, as long as you're near the Nisei Lounge. I do have one. I will welcome your thoughts. 312-644-6767. Open the phone line, Sean. See if people want to bring up. Or you can text us, 312-644-6767. I do have one performance, individual performance in a team sport, given the stakes, given the accomplishment, given the astonishing ability of a player, what a player pulled off. Might be the only thing in my world, or what I can only think of, the only thing that comes close to what Shohei Ohtani did with 3 home runs in a pennant clinching game. And oh, by the way, 6 shutout innings and 10 strikeouts. Are you bleeping kidding me? 312-644-6767. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Shohei Ohtani making his first ever postseason start at Dodger Stadium.
You know, we get to watch a young man who is the best at hitting. He's the best at throwing. He takes us adults in the booth, and he makes us children.
Mysterio strikes out, and Ohtani's first out is a K.
Pumps up and threw that ball right by him.
That's a called strike three. Ohtani paints with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. What a start.
Put him away with the sweeper. And after the leadoff walk, Ohtani then strikes out the side in the top of the first.
There goes Ohtani. Shohei lighting up the highlights already. It's a leadoff home run.
1-2 on Terray. And a swing and a miss. It's another strikeout.
Sits him down with a splitter. Back-to-back K's to open the sixth and four in a row. He's up to 10.
Oh, my goodness. Shohei Ohtani up and over the roof. A majestic blast.
Ohtani,
did he? Ohtani! Ohtani has done it again. His third home run.
Take a bow, Shohei Ohtani. An all-time game for an all-time player. Three homers.
Strikes, and this is where he goes, right? That ball's a little down, a little out of bounds. 114 off the bat, and this one only 427.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
This show, as a texter noted in the first couple minutes, as Sean and I stayed on brand, sucking, Shohei Ohtani would be the opposite of suckage. Three home runs in a pennant-clinching game in which he pitched and threw six shutout innings and struck out 10. Nobody's ever done that. Not even close. I don't think if you separated it out that the same person has ever struck out 10 in a game and hit three home runs the same in a season. Certainly not in the same game. Greatest game, greatest performance in baseball history. And I would argue the greatest performance in sports history. If you take team sports and you look at individual performances, we talked about a couple. You know, given the stakes, given the what that player did, what he meant in terms of it, if you looked at Reggie Jackson, that was a World Series winning game. Three home runs, three pitches. He didn't pitch, though. And you look at Don Larson, no hitter. As Dick Young memorably wrote, the imperfect man pitched a perfect game. He threw a perfect game in the World Series. You see film of Yogi Berra jumping into Don Larson's chest, but Don Larson didn't hit a home run, much less three. And then you look at, like I looked at hockey and I said, Gretzky, Messier, they came up huge when you needed them to come up huge. Hat tricks in game sevens or sixes, games they guaranteed and on the road. And yeah, but they didn't play goaltender. You know, that's the way it goes. Now, I did say there is one game, one athlete, one performance. And a texter, 708 texter, has it right. And you know who else has it right? Sean Sears?
No, who's that?
Bruce Levine, playing our home game. Bruce Levine is playing along with our studio audience at home. And he had the right answer, and he texted it in. Johnny Olson, tell him what he's won.
Chicago Cut Steaks, I don't know.
Yeah. So we can talk about a lot of different 6-3-0 texture. Gale Sayers, six touchdowns. Yeah.
Gale terrific.
200 yards in one game rushing, right? Terrific, right? What were the stakes? When Sayers scored six TDs, which Super Bowl was that? Which NFL champion? No, I'm serious. That's what I'm talking about. The stakes help the drama and help the greatness, help the story. Reggie hitting three home runs on three pitches is glorious enough. Reggie himself will tell you that. Three different pitchers, only three pitches, one from each. He hit the first one out every time. But Ohtani did that. Ohtani left everything, hit it over the roof at Dodger Stadium. The only guy I know of who did that before was Willie Stargell. Pops hit one it may have hit one of the cars leaving Dodger Stadium early because that's what happens. I'm sure there have been other guys who have done that. But that is the kind of, that's the kind of performance you got. And I was talking team sports because people want to bring up Texter. 815 Texter brings up Tiger. You know, Tiger winning the Masters by 1,000 strokes. Yeah, that's right. But talking team sports, individual, that's what Ohtani did. Helped his team get to the World Series. Or if you talk about a guy in the World Series or in a championship. And again, one Texter got it right that I've seen. 312. 644, 67, 67, 815. You know, Kobe scoring 81. Right. That was spectacular. Again, during the regular season. Just like Wilt, 100 during the regular season. Not to minimize that as those things go. But what matters are the stakes involved. And Bruce got it right in the 708 texter. Both said Bill Walton, 1973 championship game against Memphis State. That is the only other game, only other individual performance I could come up with that would be as dominating and as thorough as what Shohei Ohtani did. So let me run this by you and see what you think. In the 1973 NCAA title game against Memphis State, again, the stakes, this is it. No more games after this one. John Wooden's Bruins are going for their seventh consecutive NCAA title. And the Memphis State, here's the ironic thing. You look back on stuff like this, if you, for those of you who can still read in this society, and the coach of the Memphis State Tigers, the Memphis State team, the opponent of UCLA and John Wooden was Gene Bartow. In a couple years, Gene Bartow would replace John Wooden. He would replace the legend. The guy who lost the championship game would replace the legend. And I think Gene Bartow lost eight games and was run out of town because he didn't win everything the way Wooden did. Good luck to you. So in the 1973 game, Bill Walton, 21 of 22 shots from the floor. He made 21 of 22 shots. 44 points. The most in an NCAA tournament championship game. The Bruins win their seventh straight title. There's something else. You got to read the fine print here and understand when we're going back that far. Bill Walton had four shots that were called offensive goaltending. They didn't count as shots because he dunked. Back then, the NCAA thought that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then Lew Alcindor, and Bill Walton, and athletic big men, no dunking. Now, the NBA sells its soul for that. ESPN sells it. TNT sells it.
Yeah, centers lead the league in field goals
it's
made.
All dunking. You couldn't dunk back then.
That's crazy.
And if you got your hand over the cylinder, it was considered offensive goaltending if you had the ball and you were just jamming it down, right? So he had four shots that were considered offensive goaltending. Didn't count as shots, just a turnover, because he dunked. So now you're talking about in normal, if the NCAA hadn't gone crazy, Walton would have hit 25 of 26. He would have gone for 50 in a championship game. But as it is, he hit 21 of 22, 44 shots, 44 points, which is a record. He had a game-high 13 rebounds, 2 assists. He was one of the all-time great passing big men, but everything came to him. He'd turn around, he'd shoot, and there you go. And he had 7 blocks. So you're seeing he's playing both ends, as close as I can. As close as I could come to comparing it to Shohei, as great as Walton was, as amazing as his play was at the game at when it mattered most, it just still feels a little light compared to what Shohei did. Maybe it's recency bias. But anyways, that's it. That's what I came up with. Bruce Levine won the game at home. We'll be sending him a prize pack. And 708 Texter, thank you for playing our game. Take a break when we come back. Speaking of basketball, that's what Ricky O'Donnell of SB Nation is going to do. He's going to give you why the Bulls might be the most exciting play-in team ever. Maybe. This is Saturday Suckage. Good time to talk about the Bulls and the way they're approaching this season and what it means. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Conley tied up by Trey Jones. The ball deflected. Nice. Taken away by Bezelis. On the runway with a windmill right-handed slam. Mattis Bezelis eating some iron here in Chicago.
Great job. Started with a little hand tip. Knocked the ball away and off to the races. Nice job, Mattis.
Yes.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Certainly is. And I suck because I did not bring up. I invited the audience. Those playing the game on the text line, those playing the game at home, to bring up your thoughts, what games, individual performances, and team sports would strike you as comparable to what Shohei did. And I got ostracized and criticized and baptized by the texters for not mentioning Michael Jordan's food poisoning game. Yeah, that's legit. 38 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, a block, or 2 steals. Yeah. Okay. I'll consider that. I forgot that. I'm just, and I was in the finals, so, and it certainly had the degree of difficulty that was not self-inflicted. Although I don't know. Wasn't it flu? It was whatever pizza you ordered, whatever sabotage was going on by Jerry Sloan's Jazz. And it wasn't just John Stockton whacking people in the huevos. There were other things going on. But yeah, I'll do that. I'll buy that. That should be in the conversation. I just don't think anything in any sport is better than what Shohei did last night. Let's ask a writer and editor for SB Nation. Ricky O'Donnell joins me on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Ricky, you saw, you heard, you read about, you caught up what Shohei did last night. 3 home runs, 10, and he struck out 10 batters, and it's an amazing thing. Where does that rank? What other sporting accomplishments, what other accomplishments in team sports, individual performances in team sports, would you compare that to? What would compare to what Shohei did?
Yeah, I wish I had a great answer for this. You're putting me on the spot here. But the first thing that came up, and I don't think it measures up to Shohei's game, because Shohei's game was just next level. But I'm thinking about Giannis dropping 50 points and 16 rebounds in the clinching game of, I think it was the 2021 NBA Finals, including making all his free throws, which was a huge issue for Giannis up to that point in the playoffs, really throughout his career. And Giannis was just money from the line in that game to go 50 and 16 in the deciding game of the NBA Finals back when the Bucks were playing the Suns. To me, that's one of the best NBA Finals performances in recent memory. And that's the first thing I thought of off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's some better answers than that.
No, that's a good one, because the next day there's a famous video of him ordering like 50 nuggets. He went through the drive-thru and he ordered 50 nuggets at Chick-fil-A, as a champion does. And I thought that was that was terrific. And the stakes were there. I mean, that was a title-clinching thing. So I believe you've picked the Bulls to win the NBA title this year, Ricky? Is that what I recall?
Absolutely never. Not since 1998.
Okay, let's go with what you think this year from a hoops honcho who thinks 15-5 at the end of last year before getting absolutely physically wrecked by a team that 15-5 matters. They were shown to be, I'm not saying they were marshmallows, but they certainly weren't tough enough. And the guy and AK admitted it. And how do the Bulls combat that? And do you think that they're anywhere? Is that just lip service? What does that mean going into this season?
Yeah, well, I think the Bulls didn't really do anything over the offseason. They added one player in Isaac Okoro. They drafted a rookie who's probably not going to play very much, even though I'm fond of him, in Noah Sengay. And I think, you know, the Bulls, the last 3 years, they've won 39 games, 40 games, 39 games. I'm coming into this season, I'm looking at a team that's probably going to win 38 or 39 games once again. So if you're expecting the Bulls to make some big push up the standings this year, I think it's maybe possible. You know, Matis Bezelis is obviously the story of the preseason. He looks like one of the breakout players across the entire league entering his second year. I think he's going to be primed for a huge year. You hope Josh Giddey can sort of build on what he did in the second half of last season, but oh my God, his defense is just so bad, and I just don't trust his three-point shot. He has so many limitations as a player, even before you get to the fact that they just gave him $100 million guaranteed. So for the Bulls, I think, you know, you're looking at a team that's probably going to be in the play-in again. If they get some bad injury luck like they did today with Zach Collins' injury, potentially they could be in the lottery, and I'll tell you, this is an absolutely loaded 2026 NBA draft. The strongest top three since 2003, in my opinion, as someone who covers the draft for SB Nation. So for the Bulls, you know, they don't really have much upward mobility for this year. Could they pivot into a tank at some point? That could be pretty interesting. But otherwise, a lot of mediocrity, which has been the case for the Bulls over the last decade or maybe the last two decades.
There was a famous cut on the Score. Reverend Watkins was talking about the Cubs. The Cubs don't have to get better. Everybody else just has to get worse. And that's kind of the way that we looked at the East, going, wow, the East is hurt, injured, banged up. The Bulls should try to seize on that. Other teams seized on that. The Bulls did not. So the Bulls might have an easier time getting into the play-in or actually get the last legitimate playoff spot because the East is so banged up. How do you handicap the East? The Bulls are going to start Wednesday against Detroit. And sometimes you don't know where a team is week to week in the NBA. And your handicap of the East this season is what, Ricky?
Yeah, the East is absolutely atrocious. And the East has been garbage since Michael Jordan retired in 1998. And that is perhaps more stark this year than it's ever been. And really, it puts the Bulls' lack of success as, you know, the second biggest market team in the East under an even harsher spotlight because they play in the JV conference. But evaluating the East this year, there is one team that has sort of leaped past the Bulls in terms of the eternal play-in tournament tier. That's the Atlanta Hawks. I think the Atlanta Hawks are going to be kind of awesome this year. So I'd put them in, like, you know, the top five of the East, along with the Orlando Magic, who is my pick to make the NBA Finals to represent the East this year. You also have, obviously, the Cleveland Cavaliers, New York Knicks at the top of the conference, and the Detroit Pistons, who jumped from 14 wins to 44 wins a year ago. They should still be a pretty good team with Cade Cunningham. I didn't love their offseason, but they look like a top five team in the East for sure. And then the Bulls are still sort of in that, you know, 8, 9, 10 morass of the Eastern Conference. And I'll just say up front, like, if the Bulls do win 38, 39 games again this year, it could certainly be more encouraging and more exciting simply because of the existence of Matis Bezalis, who legitimately looks like he could be a franchise cornerstone for this team. He's the best player the team has drafted since Jimmy Butler. I think it's probably not even close, especially given the way Lauri Markkanen sort of stagnated at the end of his Bulls tenure. So, you know, another 38, 39 win season, probably in the cards for the Bulls. But if Bezalis can drive those wins, I think that that's encouraging. And, you know, I think the worst thing that could happen to him, honestly, would be getting the eighth seed, because last couple years in the lottery, the Mavericks jumped from 11 to 1. The year before that, the Atlanta Hawks jumped from 10 to 1. So with these revamped lottery odds, tanking and being the worst team in the league is no longer any type of guarantee of getting a top pick. So potentially, if the Bulls enter the lottery at, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 again, they could jump up and, you know, Cameron Boozer at Duke, Darren Peterson at Kansas, and A.J. DeBonta at BYU. There are three potential number one overall talents this year. So I think, you know, whether the Bulls impress us by winning more than we expect or they are worse than we anticipate, it could be a good outcome either way, kind of.
There is a player on Vanderbilt, speaking of youth, there's a player on Vanderbilt, his name is Chandler Bing. He plays basketball for Vanderbilt. His name is Chandler Bing. And what it says in his player bio, it says, has never seen friends.
That's perfect.
I would just share that with it. But the draft, and you talk about the lottery, it seems as though AK has run away from that. He should have seized on Joe Dumars and the Pelicans giving away an unprotected first round draft choice. And the fact that he wants to get, we want 4 or 5 year veterans and guys who have played and they can come in here and they're still young enough, is, I don't know where that strategy came from. I don't know where it's going to go. Can you help me out with that?
Yeah, the Bulls are trying to build through the middle, and that is really difficult to do. But, I mean, on the flip side, like, look at all the tanking teams last year. They all got completely screwed in the lottery. The Wizards, the Nets, the Jazz, they all thought they were getting Cooper Flagg. Well, guess what? They picked, like, 6, 7, 8 in the draft because these other teams moved up. So with the revamped lottery odds, even though I'm definitely a proponent of tanking, have been the last couple of years, it's really not as good of a bet as it has been previously. So what you have to do is basically hit on these mid-round picks if you get them. And I will say, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he was taken with the 11th pick in the draft. Tyrese Haliburton, he was taken with the 11th pick in the draft. Jalen Williams taken with the 12th pick in the draft. Those are the three best players in the NBA Finals last year. I honestly do think it's possible to build through the middle. It's obviously very, very difficult, though, and it takes, you know, both a huge stroke of luck and a brilliant front office. I don't think Arturis Karnišovas is anywhere near brilliant, but he did stumble into Matis Bezalis with the 11th pick. I think he's got a chance to be the best player from the 2024 draft. And honestly, I love Noah Senge as their pick this year, number 12 overall, second youngest player in the NBA this year. Here's a stat for you. He's younger than every player on Illinois and DePaul this year with a December 2006. It's just crazy how young Noah Senge is, but he's a freak, and I'm a big proponent of, like, you know, take the youngest guy who was already a good player as a pro in Germany. So I really like the Senge pick as well, even if he's likely in for something like a redshirt season this year. But obviously building through the middle, kind of a fool's errand, a very, very difficult task, but like any NBA championship build, you need to get very lucky, either with lottery luck or with the teams in front of you screwing up and taking, you know, Cody Williams for the Jazz. They took him at number 10 ahead of Modest. He might be the worst player in the NBA. And then the Charlotte Hornets also took TJ and Saloon at number 6. Both those guys play a similar position as Bezalis, and they're both just horrible players. So the Bulls got really lucky with that. And I give, you know, Arturis credit, obviously, for taking Bezalis. So I think that's sort of where your source of optimism is right now, but it's not going to be a quick fix. It's going to be a bit of a long road for the Bulls, as it has been since 1998, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
Well, I think with Senge, also, you get the bonus that you have a Frenchman to order the wine, and I really think that's a huge help for the Bulls.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to that. Ricky, thanks for your time. Appreciate you joining me this afternoon.
Thanks.
Ricky O'Donnell, editor and writer, SB Nation, talking Bulls. Switch subjects, go back to Bears, talk to Sean Hammond of the Tribune, Bears-Saints. The Bears haven't beaten the Saints since 2008, including four straight losses at Soldiers Field, my friend. Talk to Sean about why they should believe they can win this game. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suck at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan, area, limitation, and exclusions apply.